Back in, serve it away here for Coach Diane Rose. Serve is across to Smith, dumped across by the Bearcats. Center Applegate, down and good. Sarah Applegate with a nice play.
Tonight it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Bearcats battle the GI Northwest Vikings. High school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Back to serve it away is Shimmer for the Vikings. Overpass and a quick swing, down and good by Northwest. Tess Merrill took advantage of the Bearcat overpass. And they're right back up by two, 15-13. Good, strong serve by Shimmer.
Both teams are coming off top-tier tournaments this weekend and are ready to begin the middle portion of their seasons. It's the Vikings and the Bearcats coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And powers at either one or two most of the time at the polls. But for Northwest, they're coming off a little bit of a rough stretch here. After beating Lincoln Pius X the first time out this season, they have dropped a couple of games. They lost to Bennington in the Beatrice tournament, and then they were defeated by Elkhorn South in the Grand Island Central Catholic tournament this weekend in the championship match. So Elkhorn South beat both Grand Island schools, Central Catholic and Northwest, to move on and get things done in that tournament. And, of course, with them losing in the semifinals, they ended up playing in that third and fourth place match. But they are 10-2. They seem to be about that same record every year when we get to this point. The one thing that's different is that Kearney actually has almost as many matches at this point for quite a few years. Grand Island Northwest would come in with 12 matches, and Kearney would be sitting at about 5 or 6. But they played 6 matches this weekend at the Millard North Tournament, going 3-3 on Friday and Saturday, and they are now 6-5 on the season. For Kearney, though, all 6 wins coming against teams with losing records and all 5 losses coming against teams with winning records. So they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat, and they're not beating the teams that are a little bit better than them on the record so far. And this tonight they're going to try and change that against Northwest. Then next Tuesday, North Platte comes in, and then you've got Fremont, Norfolk, Lincoln East, teams that are 500 or below right now. So if Kearney can somehow finally find a way to beat Northwest tonight or pull off an upset, they could really go on quite the roll here in the middle portion of the season. We'll take a break and come back and look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda along with our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at tonight's starting lineup, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area, and they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off tonight, let's take a look at the starting rotation for Grand Island Northwest. At first will be number 18, a 6'1" senior, Michaela Shimmer. Shimmer, a right side hitter and center for Coach Diane Rose. She'll be followed by number 25, 5'9" outside hitter, Mackenzie Brown. The sophomore saw playing time last year as a freshman, a rarity in the Northwest program, and she is at a 31% hitting efficiency so far this season. Then it's number 3, 5'10" senior middle hitter, Courtney Patterson. She leads the team in ace serves with 19. The big hitter is number 17, 6-foot right side senior, Emily Jones. She leads the team with 70 kills and is hitting at a 430 efficiency so far this season. Number 15 is a 5'8" senior outside hitter, Tori Preisendorf. And rounding out the lineup, number 5, 5'10" senior middle hitter, and that is Tess Merrill, one of the better players in the back row to get things going, the libero, Ashton Watson. She leads the team in digs, a 5'6" senior. She'll wear number 30 tonight. We'll probably also see a little bit of playing time from Angelica Carlini and Kaylee Werner. The head coach of the Vikings is Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, coming with a record of 10-2 on the season. They're ranked number 2 in the Omaha World Herald, number 5 in the Lincoln Journal Star. I got that wrong. 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star, 5 in the Omaha World Herald at 10-2. For Kearney High, number 1, 5'8" senior center is Sarah Applegate. Applegate, the center for the Kearney Bearcats. Number 10 is a 5'8" senior outside hitter in Michaela Russell. Number 9, 6-foot junior middle blocker Katie Higgins, and she leads the team in most offensive categories, including kills, blocks, and in defensive or offensive serves so far this season. Higgins already receiving Division I interest from the likes of Minnesota in the Big Ten Conference. She'll be followed by number 7, a 5'5" senior back row specialist, Nicole Potoff. Number 2 is a 5'7" senior outside hitter, Jenny Kramer. And as she is getting some looks from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, number 3, Kaylee Purdy. She's a 6-foot senior middle blocker. Libero is 5'5" senior, Caitlin Steele. The head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Jason Owens, assisted by Melissa Peterson, Kristen Ball, and Jade McCarter. They sit at 6-5 on the season, listed as a contender in both state newspapers in Class A. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark Pivot dealer around.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's a busy week of high school sports again here on Classic Hits. On Thursday night, we'll head into some D1 action over to Overton, Fort Kearney Conference, where Overton takes on Elm Creek and Wilcox Cobras in a triangular that gets underway at 5 o'clock. That's coming up on Thursday. Then Friday, it's high school football, and we stay in the FKC as we travel to Pleasanton with the Bulldogs taking on Sumner, Eddyville, Miller. And on ESPN 1460 Friday night, Kearney Catholic will travel to Cambridge in another battle of top 10 teams. That's what's coming up later on this week, and don't forget full day of college football Saturday and NFL football Sunday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's going to be a very very busy coming a week here. We're starting to get to the middle portion of the season here for the volleyball team. For Kearney High, their wins this year, Colter, North Platte, Hastings, Lincoln East, Elkhorn, and Millard North. Their losses, Lincoln Southwest, Millard West, Lincoln North Star, Grand Island, and Omaha Scott. As we said, Northwest, two losses at Bennington and Elkhorn South. Their wins this year, Crete, Norfolk, Ogallala, Columbus, Lincoln Pius the 10th, Aurora twice, and also beaten Holter, McCook, and Omaha Mercy. So it's 10-2, Battle of the Northwest, and 6-5, Kearney High, getting ready to do battle. A late start tonight in the freshman game. The reserves move right along. Northwest won those, and now we'll see what happens in the varsity matchup here tonight. You've been listening to the Duke Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Duke Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a Duke Tech Seed dealer near you. It's time for high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Northwest and Kearney High get ready to battle. We'll be back with the opening serve right after this timeout on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. I want to thank Athletic Director Mark Armstrong and all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports action on this Tuesday night. A little late start, but here we go. Grand Island Northwest in their traveling black with white trim. They'll move from right to left. Kearney High in their home white with blue trim. They will be moving from left to right. Talking to the coaches before the ball game, it seems like the main concern will be from Kearney High. Can they pass the ball? They've had trouble passing the ball to their very good center in senior Sarah Applegate. Coach Jason Owens says when they can handle the serve, when they pass the ball well, they are very potent. And when they can't, that's when they run into problems. And you can tell the teams with winning records are beating Kearney. The teams that don't have winning records are not. And that's usually indicative of the very first part of the point. And that's a strong serve. And Northwest has always been known as a strong serving team. It's the best 3 out of 5, playing to 25 unless we get to that fifth set, which goes only to 15, and we're ready to go. Northwest in the libero position will be Ashton Watson and Caitlin Steele in the libero position for Kearney High, and it looks like both of the liberos will start our match here to get things underway. Our officials in tonight's matchup, Cindy Wells, Casey Parr, and we are ready to go. Kearney High has won the toss, and Sarah Applegate will serve it away. And we're underway with volleyball here from Kearney High on Classic Hits. And the serve goes right down the middle, will be handled there by Preisendorf, set to the outside. First swing of the night will be Mackenzie Brown, and she'll put it down and good at Northwest. Is on the board on Brown's first kill. Back to serve it away will be number 18, Michaela Schimmer, in the number one spot here for Grand Island Northwest. Serve comes over to the libero, Steele, set to the outside. Higgins tries to cup it over, and she is going to be blocked. Going to be taking it off the block of number 17, Emily Jones. Higgins the top player on this Kearney High Bearcat team, will get the kill, and we are tied at one. Serving it away now will be Michaela Russell. The senior takes it across to Watson the libero. Left-handed attack that time by Jones, who's dug out by the Bearcats to the outside. Will be tipped across there by Kramer. Quick return down and good for Northwest. Jones got right after it and dropped it down for a Northwest point and 2-1. Back to serve it away. Tess Merrill now for Northwest. Mackenzie Brown for Northwest. Brown, a starting sophomore here for Coach Rose, fires it over to Steele. Set to the far side, it's off the mark. Higgins can only pass it across. The Northwest will set middle. Jump it across there on the tip by Patterson. Kearney's ready for it. They'll go middle. All they can do is set it across. Three ball opportunity, Northwest. Quick to the outside, Jones, and she's just off the back line on the quick attack. So Kearney will keep it up at 2-2. And re-entering the ball game will be Kaylee Furtick. And back to spin it away will be Katie Higgins. Higgins wastes no time floating it deep and out of bounds. And Northwest is up 3-2. Back into the ball game will be Tess Merrill. And Courtney Patterson will come in and serve it away. Patterson serves pretty deep, but it's handled there by Higgins. Set made by Applegate. Off the mark and going with a standing spike that time. Kramer can't get it over the net. And Northwest up by a score of 4-2. And we finally have a point on serve here in the match from Courtney Patterson. And the next serve is going to be an ace serve by Patterson. So it takes it out to 5-2. And again, here's the thing that Coach Jason Owens was talking about, being able to handle the serve. Get that serve, take it, pass it, get some points off of it. Across it comes, over pass, close to the net. A little joust, it goes to Kearney, who quickly tips it back over. And Jones will take the swing and find the wide open one slot, and a timeout going to be taken here early by Kearney. So Emily Jones with the second kill of Coach Jason Owens doesn't like the way his kids are playing defense right now. So timeout, 6-2 Northwest, opening game on Classic Hits.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluid. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Athens Central, Kearney. Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Weekly. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Grand on the Northwest, Kearney High volleyball, the ball in play, and it'll be a middle attack blocked up front by Emily Jones on the swing from Kaylee Furtick. Furtick takes it off that block that did go out of bounds, they say. It looked like it had hit the line, but they say no, so Furtick is going to get the kill. While we are away, Northwest did pick up a point on Kearney net violation, and now the serve goes out of bounds for Kearney, so it's 8-3, Northwest with the lead. Jones will go back and serve it away here now for Northwest with an 8-3 lead opening game of this duel. And her serve is deep and out of bounds for the team's exchange service errors. And Kearney I will sub in with Michaela Russell.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And back here at Kearney High, it's now 11-5, Grand Island Northwest. Picking up the point on serve there was Tess Merrill. Kaylee Furtick had a block when we lost contact there. And then it went back over to Northwest for 2 points. So they lead game 11-5. Jump serve goes into the net. And right back over to Kearney High. 11-6 the score. And a couple of service errors for Northwest going along with one ace. Grand Island Senior High is in action tonight, and they are taking on Lincoln East. They're even at a game apiece heading to the third set. Northwest on the attack. Brown tries to go wide, and she is out of bounds. So Northwest really isn't doing anything special right now either. They have had a lot of curves in the opening game, and it's 11-7. Serving it away again, Sarah Applegate, the first point on serve for the Bearcats. Slide right side. The attack taken over by Patterson. Kearney picks it up, goes middle. Higgins will slap it off the block and kills. Second kill for Katie Higgins. And Kearney cuts the lead to 3 at 11-8. And Applegate ready to serve it away again. And the serve. Down the middle of Jones. Picked up there by Preisendorf to the outside. Brown off the block. A nice dig in the back row. Kearney does send it over off the good dig by Russell. Set middle though, and it's put away by Northwest Courtney Patterson. The ball got back over for Kearney High, but Grand Island Northwest really had a free ball opportunity, and they did not miss it with the middle kill by Patterson. And it'll be Northwest to serve it away. Michaela Schimmer fires it across. Kearney High takes the slide, goes to the middle, driven across there by Russell. Northwest has to play it out of the back row, and they send it out of bounds. So another error here by Northwest, 12-9. I have Kearney High for 3 kills and an ace block. I've got Northwest for 4 kills and an ace serve. Everything else have been errors by these two teams. 12-9 the score. Pull to serve. Good bullet down the middle. Set to the outside. Jones. She's blocked. The dig is made there by Schimmer. That'll be passed across by Northwest. 3 ball here for Kearney. Applegate with the set. They go quick middle and Higgins terminates. Katie Higgins with her 3rd kill. 12-10. Kearney's in a rotation that they like right now. And Russell will serve it away, try to cut this lead down to 1, a lead that was 6 just a few moments ago. At 11-5, Kearney's on a 5-1 run to pick, fired into the net on the serve, so back over to Northwest. 13-10 is your score, and back to serve it away is Mackenzie Brown. Brown takes a little extra time here, and the sophomore. We'll fire it far corner and out of bounds. So Northwest knows that they want to serve Kearney aggressively, but they're making some errors at their 3rd service there already. And in for Northwest is Angelica Carlini. A 5'9 sophomore slides into the back row, and Higgins goes into the back row to serve for Kearney High. Down the middle it goes. Picked up there by Watson Olivero. Has to be set across. Kearney slides over to pick it up with Russell. Stays the back row for an attack. Higgins, and she's deep out of bounds. Point Northwest. Back into the ball game for the Vikings will be number 5, Tess Merrill. And the libero seal returns in for Kearney. Patterson now to serve it up for Northwest, leading at 14-11 in game 1. Line drive serve right at Steele. Applegate sets it to the outside. Swing is going to be wide that time by Kramer. And it's 15-11 Northwest. Kearney had to use a timeout early on. Then they find a way to cut it to 2. Now the lead is back up to 4. And Patterson, who had 4 in a row the first time she was back there, gets her first one. And now fires another good start across. Here's the middle attack, and it's going to be off the tip for a kill. Kaylee Furtick. Furtick will get her second kill off the tip of the net. 15-12. And in to serve it away will be Nicole Pana. One step and flips it across. Picked up there in the middle. Slide right side off Carlini. They'll get it to Merrill. Merrill will put it home. That's Merrill with her first kill. 16-12 Northwest. Carlini, a transfer into the Northwest program from Hastings, seeing some playing time as a sophomore. And Jones will now go back to serve it for the Vikings. She'll fire it down the middle to Higgins. Pass to Applegate right in the middle of the floor to the outside. The attack is going to be blocked by Northwest, but it's an ace block. Give it to number 18, Michaela Shimmer. Shimmer was helped out by Tess Merrill, and it's 17-12 Northwest, and now they've scored four of the last five to go up by five. And Jones on the serve. Good mixture of returning starters and new faces here for Coach Diane Rose. That's how they keep it going. As Carney will answer back, and Kaylee Furtick will get the middle of pack down and good. Furtick and Higgins, the only two players with kills so far in this first set for Carney High. And now Jenny Kramer will go back and serve it away for the Lady Cats. Kramer serves down the middle to Watson. Northwest sets it wide, and here with the pick swing, down and good is Michaela Shimmer. That'll be her first kill. Northwest 18, Carney 13. Game one. Best of five here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Weisendorf to go back and serve it away. Weisendorf takes it right down the middle. The pass goes above the net. Has to be tipped over by Applegate. Northwest with an opportunity, and it's jammed home by Shimmer. Two in a row for Shimmer. 19-13 Northwest has taken the lead back up to 6 points, equaling their largest of the first set. And Weisendorf will try and extend it a little farther here in game one at Carney High. And Weisendorf's serve will be put out of bounds. Fourth service there for Northwest. Carney will sub in, and serving it will be the libero, Caitlin Steele. And checking out will be Furtick. And the left-handed serve is going to be into the back corner, right on the line, so they had to play it. Weisendorf gets it up front, and Northwest will terminate on the left wing with Michaela Shimmer. And she's come alive this time through the front row. Her third kill. And Merrill will now go back and serve it away here for Grand Island Northwest. 20-14 Vikings. And Merrill serve. Across it comes to Steele. Close to the net, set out Higgins. Terminate. Higgins got way up and hammered it home. And that'll be the fourth kill for Katie Higgins. Side out for the Cats, and it'll be Sarah Applegate, the setter for the Bearcats, to serve it away. All right, get them back in this opening game against Class B state-rated Northwest. Here comes Northwest, outside attack. Carlini take it across, pass back into the net. It'll be good enough for Northwest point. Carlini with her first kill, 21-15. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Shimmer. Shimmer with the serve, deep middle, pass close to the net, but a nice save by Applegate to the outside. The attack is driven down and good. And Hayner, who has checked into the ball game, gets her first swing and gets her first kill for Kelsey Hayner. Russell to serve it away now for the Cats. And Michaela looks it across safely, set to the outside. Brown drives it off the double block for another kill. Emily Jones with her third kill, and checking in, Nikki Breutsch. 9'7 junior will come in for a couple of points. 22-16 Northwest. And Carlini will serve it away. Angelica gets right up next to that line, takes a half step and just floats it across. Picked up there by Kramer, set right side. Higgins on the attack, puts it down. Good kill for Kenny Higgins. Carney hanging in this game, but they just haven't been able to put together more than one offensive run here. 22-17. They've scored 3 points on their serve so far in this match. Serve deep middle to Watson. Set right side. The attack's going to be deep that time by Patterson of Northwest. And a point for the Bearcats, and they'll bring Blavero. Caitlin Steele back in. And Higgins will go back and serve it away. 22-18. Outside attack, put down by Northwest. And Emily Jones will get the kill. They're two away from the opening game. And timeout will be taken here by Kearney High. Their final one, 23-18. Northwest will be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Northwest leading Kearney High. Nice crowd on hand here tonight to watch the Bearcats of the Vikings, and we're glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Serving it away will be Courtney Patterson, who already has 5 points in this opening set. Bearcats will drop back three defensively. Patterson needs two here for Northwest to take the opening set. Close it over to Higgins. Pass up front, Applegate. Set outside. Perimeter cross by Kramer. Nice dig in the back row by Patterson. Punched across there by Broich, but it's out of bounds. Point Kearney High. Able to serve it away will be Nicole Potta. Kearney's really their last chance, you would have to think, to find some points here. Down 23-19. High soft serve in the middle, picked up by Broich. They sent it back to her, but she's in the back row, so she'll just punch it across. Kearney's got a chance. Go middle, and it's handled by Kaylee Burdick. Her fourth kill. Kearney High's definitely got a couple of bombers in Higgins and Burdick. And they're trying to come back with a little upset in game one here. Pot off the serve. 23-20 Northwest. Watson didn't handle the serve very well. It's across. Applegate sets outside. Kramer, though, just tips it over, set right back across by Northwest. Higgins is ready, and in the net called on Northwest. And Northwest has both of their timeouts, and Coach Rose might be looking at using one here. 23-21. And hot off the serve. It looks like we're going to play on. Hot off serve. Down the middle. Picked up there by Carlini. Slide right side. Off the block. Kearney can't quite dig it out. Tess Merrill with the kill, and it's now game point Northwest, and back to serve it away will be Emily Jones at 24-21. And the lefty swats it down the middle to Higgins, passes off the mark, Kearney goes into the net, and that's the end of the game. We'll call it an eighth serve for Emily Jones, and that is the end of the opening game. Randall Northwest 25, Kearney 21. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers after this on Classic Hits.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, we're up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. Or Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Northwest and Kearney High Volleyball on Classic Hits. Northwest takes the opening game 25-21 for Kearney High. Sarah Applegate, two service points. Kaylee Furtick had an ace block and four kills. Nicole Potoff, two service points. Katie Higgins, five kills. And Michaela Russell, one service point. Kearney had 10 kills, one ace block, and no ace serves. For Northwest, Courtney Patterson had five service points. One was an ace, one kill. Tess Merrill, one service point, two kills. Tori Preisendorf, one service point. Emily Jones, two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Michaela Schimmer had an ace block and three kills. Angelica Carlini had one kill. And Mackenzie Brown, had one kill in the first set. 12 kills, one ace block, two acers for Northwest. They take the opener 25-21. And we'll be back with game two in this best of five match in a minute on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, we're up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. We're Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Classic Hits coverage of high school volleyball as Grand Island Northwest will get to serve it away first here in game number two after taking the opening set by a score of 25-21. Kearney High 6-5, Northwest setting at 10-2 on the season. And for Grand Island Northwest, they've played a mixture of teams, just a couple of Class A teams in Northwest and Norfolk. As the serve trips across, Kearney wastes no time, and Applegate's going to dump it over and get the kill from the center position, so Kearney High will score first. And Applegate will serve it away. The leading servers on this team gets it across to Watson, up to the outside, Jones. She rolls it over the single block, Russell with the dig. In the middle, good look, Higgins, she hit the line, coming good. Katie Higgins off the short set from Applegate, and Kearney up 2-0. First set had a lot of mistakes in it, but we also saw the play get better as the set moved along. We'll see if that can continue here in game number two. And an ace serve for Applegate. That is the first service ace of the match for Kearney High, and they've jumped out to a 3-0 lead here in game number two. Applegate fires this one a little deeper. Watson has it. Here's Jones tracking it down. Middle attack taken over and wide by Tess. It's 4-0 Kearney. So the errors continue here for Northwest. And Applegate going to try and keep this rolling early on in game two. Watson gets the pass to Shimmer at the net. It's going to be tipped over and swatted right back by Higgins. Quick for Jones. She'll fire it into the corner. And Kearney High can't get to it. Got a hand on it, but was out of system on that one. And the kill will give Jones her fifth. And Northwest is on the board here in game two, 4-1. Mackenzie Brown now will serve it away. Brown a little quieter than usual in that opening game for Northwest. And she'll fire this one across the middle, picked up there by Kramer to the outside. Here's Hayner. She'll fire it down and good. Chelsea Hayner had one kill in that opening game and gets her second kill early in game number two, up 5-1. And Russell's going to stay in the match here. They'll sweep it away. A quick talk with Coach Owens. Now fires a deep middle. Picked up there by Brown. Slide right side. The attack down and good by Courtney Patterson. Be her second. And a point for Northwest. Northwest won the opening game 25-21. And Patterson will serve it away here for GI Northwest. Trailing early in game two, 5-2. And Patterson serves strong, taken over to Steele right in the middle. Applegate runs it down, sets it up front for a kill by Jenny Kramer. Jenny was off the net, but found the angle, got her first kill of the match. And Kearney High leads it by a score of 6-2. Katie Higgins will now go back and serve it away. Higgins with the serve into the net, right back over to Northwest, 6-3. So forget that we've got four volleyball coming your way Thursday from Overton as the Eagles host Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth in a triangular beginning at 5. Line drive serve. Picked up there by Steele. Trouble for Kearney. They have to pass it across from the back row. Northwest goes into a quick, but their pass is off the mark and it's tipped down by Kaylee Furtick for an ace block. Northwest wanted to go quick but didn't have the personnel in the right spot, and Kearney High takes advantage, leading it 7-3. And the Bearcats with the serve from Pana to Watson. Here's a set Jones outside Shimmer. She's blocked up front and out of bounds. Point Northwest. Kayla with her fourth kill. And it's 7-4. To serve it away. Will be Preisendorf. Corey goes deep off that service line. Gets set one step and fires it pretty deep, but it's in. Kearney let it go, and it's an ace serve. So Preisendorf with her first ace, and for the third service ace so far for Northwest. Make it seven to five. And the serve. Just got a crossover pass, free ball. Northwest Brown puts it away. McKinsey Brown with her second kill. And three in a row. Tough serving here from Preisendorf. Makes it 7-6. And trying to even up now will be Preisendorf. And the serve into the far corner. Can't be handled. It'll be an ace. Another ace serve from Preisendorf. And Coach Jason Owen says, let's stop it right here. Kearney got off to a good start. They are up 6-2, but now Northwest has roared back with Preisendorf at the service line. 7-7 game two after Northwest won the opener, 25-21. And we'll be back with more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. After the Kearney High timeout, Preisendorf fires another ace. Kearney High's back row is off the back line, and so it looks like once it goes over their shoulders, it should be deep. They've got about 5 feet behind them, and it's landed in, and that's three aces at the service line in four swings here for Preisendorf. And now Jason Owens makes the defensive change, and here comes another serve. This one over to Pana. Here's the set. Slide right side. Good looking termination for Kaylee Turner. For him. And that'll tie it back up at 8-8. In briefly there for Kearney. Well, staying in. I thought they were going to sub out. In for Kearney is Kerry Hansen. 5'5 junior. Try and shore up that defense a little bit. 8-8 your score. Off the Preisendorf ace serve. And then the kill by Fertig. And now Kearney serves it out of bounds. So Northwest leading it 9-8. That's the second service there of this game. And the fifth of the night for Kearney High. Both teams have tried to serve aggressive and had more errors than aces until Preisendorf stepped back there. Kearney trouble on serve receive. They swatted him out. But it should be an open one here for Northwest, and it is, putting it down for Michaela Shimmer. Kearney had three girls go into the crowd, so all Northwest had to do was return it. And they didn't have to really hammer it home, so they didn't. And it's 10-8. Another serve coming for Tess Merrill. And she'll fire this down the middle. Barely picked up. Kearney swats it over Russell, but it's out of bounds. She did all she could. But again, serve receive a little problem here for Kearney High. As Coach Owens has told us, that's the one area that they have really lacked in. Here's a beautiful jump serve for an ace, and Northwest has turned up the pressure. On an ace serve by Tess Merrill, Northwest has went from a 6-2 deficit to a 12-8 lead on a 10-2 run. 12-8 Northwest after they won the opening game, 25-21. Merrill still back there with that jump serve. A lot of top spin on it. Picked up there by Potoff. Right side attack. Driving it through the double block. Kaylee Ferdinand. That is her sixth kill and gets Kearney the ball back. They need to find some offense. Need to keep it going here. And Caitlin Steele will serve it away for Kearney High. Steele's going to take a little run at it. The left-hander floats across and picked up there by Mackenzie Brown. Set back McKenzie on the outside. Off the tip across it comes to the Bearcats. Got a rally going here as it's set across by Applegate. Middle attack down and good by Courtney Patterson, her third, and Northwest gets the ball back, leading 13-9. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, it is the Misco Sports postgame show with a complete rundown of the final stats, coaches' interviews. So stay with us for that. As Shimmer will serve it across, Kearney troubled on the back line. They run it down, pass it over. Free ball here for Northwest. Short set outside. Jones finds the middle for another kill. Big kill for Emily Jones. 14-9. Kearney has already used the timeout. And Coach Owens doesn't want to burn another one quite this early. Shimmer with her first point from the service line, looking for a second one. Shimmer floats it deep middle, and it's going to be an ace. Two Bearcats come together, 15-9. And into the ball game for Kearney High is going to be Jaden Trimble, 5'8 sophomore. Coach Owens trying to find the right personnel to handle these serves. So now Trimble's in there, along with Potoff. It comes at Trimble. There's a good pass to Applegate to the outside. Higgins, and she's blocked, but out of bounds. Higgins gets the kill. Seventh for Katie Higgins. Kearney High, 15-10. Kelsey Hayner returns to the lineup here. Potoff comes out for the Bearcats. And it'll be Applegate to serve it away for Kearney High. At Watson, stays the back row, set outside. Jones has to half it across. Picked up there by Trimble, set to the outside. Russell from off the net fires it over. Overpass by Northwest. Chance here for Kearney High. Applegate to Higgins in the middle, but she's blocked up by Jones. She'll try again. Picked up in the back row that time by Feisendorf. Overpass, and it's going to fall. Give the kill to Jones. That's the first really lucky break tonight by either team, but no, wave it off. Back row attack by Northwest. Back row attack by Granville Northwest. So wave off the point for Emily Jones, who I think knew it, but didn't have any choice there. And Applegate serves again. She got the run going to start things off here for Kearney. Blocked up there at the net by Higgins. Stays above the net. She tips, and it's blocked up there by Merrill. It's on the Bearcat side. Set across by Russell. Outside Brown. She'll drop it down for the kill. Kearney was in the net anyway, but gives the kill to Kenzie Brown. And it's 16-11 in favor Northwest, leading it by five, although the scoreboard has not caught up to that yet. It says 15-11, and back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Brown. Brown with the serve. Deep middle, handled there by Steele. Quick set middle, driven down cross by Higgins, and Northwest is able to handle it. Then Higgins blocks the attack, but Northwest is there again. They've picked up their play the last few points. Russell on the outside. She's blocked the Higgins dig to keep it alive for Kearney. From the back row, it's going to be mishit and out of bounds by the Bearcats. 17-11, Grand Island Northwest. Diane Rose wants a check of the score because it's not right on the board. Well, they got it, 17-11. And it'll be Brown just picked up her first service point of the match. And it gives Northwest a 16-point lead. And Brown, good top spin on that one. The dig is made by Trimble. Slide right side, Higgins. Termination, Katie Higgins. Gets it back over to Bearcats, but Kearney just doesn't have as many weapons as Northwest. Higgins and Fertig are doing all the attacking, while Northwest can look at Jones or Shimmer or Brown or Patterson. They've got five different girls with at least three kills. And Michaela Russell to serve it away. Line drive, good serve, picked up by Preisendorf, pass off the mark. The back row attack sails deep. That all started with that strong serve from Michaela Russell. And Kearney High now hoping to keep it going from the service line. 17-13. And into the net, it was mishit. So a service there for Kearney. And into the ball game for Northwest. Here comes Kaylee Werner for the first time tonight. Of course, the Werners have played a lot of good volleyball for Northwest, and Kaylee the next in line. And Courtney Patterson now to serve. Just on the back line. Boy, Northwest is really messing with the back line. Higgins on the attack. Dug out and stays in the back row. Rolled over there by Northwest. Dug out by Applegate. So somebody else has to play it up front, and Hayner can't get it across. Point Northwest. 19-13, Northwest won the opener, 25-21. And Patterson is serving away again. She's got 6 points on serve so far in the match. And the Vikings looking for point number 20 right here. Another strong serve, and that's going to be an ace serve off of Russell, and then to the back wall it goes. So a ton of ace serves in this game, and a timeout going to be called by Kearney High. We'll take one with them. The first game went to Northwest, 25-21, and they lead 20-13 over Kearney in game two. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
As we come back to action, the series is crossed by Patterson, and Kearney will get it to the outside to Jenny Kramer, who gets her second kill. And the Bearcats get it back out of the timeout. That's what they needed, but Higgins goes to the back row to serve it away, leading the team with eight kills. Now she'll be serving it. Higgins floats it deep middle, picked up there by Brown. Pass to Jones, right side. Werner takes it across to Russell across the ceiling. Kearney gets it with Applegate, back row standing spike over by Higgins. Jones tried to block it down. It rolled over, and the attack from the outside by Carlini. Northwest on the defense. Kearney gets it to Hainer, and she's deep on the attack. So the long rally ends with an error at a Northwest point. 21-14. Game two after Northwest took the opener here in the best of five. Jones to serve here for the Mikes of Northwest. She'll move to the left-hand side of the service area this time with the left-hand serve. Cut it and just hit the line. The Bearcats let it go, and that is the seventh ace serve of this game for Northwest. 22-14, and everybody getting in on the act. That's Jones' second ace of the night. She's second on the team in ace serves this year. Patterson leads them. She's got a couple more tonight. And now a block up front by Northwest. Kearney wanted reaching over the net. They didn't get it. The ball still alive on the Northwest side. They go outside to Shimmer. Partially tipped by the Bearcats. Goes into the back row, and they set it to Hainer. She'll tip it over the double block, and Brown is there. Here's a quick set middle. The attack. Werner down and good. Kaylee Werner with her first kill. And Northwest is 2 points away from the opening game. Jones to serve it away. And in for Coach Diane Rose is Riley Terry. 5'8 senior to get a couple of points in here. Jones, strong serve. Picked up there by Steele. Set to the outside. Furtick blocked out front. Still kept alive after it rattles off a couple of Kearney High knockings and set back over by Northwest for the kill. Carlini will put it away, and it is game point for Northwest. They've scored the last four. And Jones tries to wrap it up right here in game two and head us off to game three. 24-14. Jones is served into the back corner. Picked up there by Higgins. Set on the slide. Furtick will be deep, but that's the end of game. Oh, they're going to call it a tip. They will say it's tip. Furtick's going to get the tip, and Kearney will get the point. Seventh kill for Furtick. So we'll play on, and Kearney High will sub in with spot off to serve until this game is over. 24-15. Grand Island Northwest. Still multiple game points. Spot off serves it over to Watson. Gets it to Jones, sets the shimmer on the outside, over the block, down and good, and now game two is in the books on Shimmer's sixth kill. It's 25-21, 25-15, Grand Island Northwest up two games to none on Kearney High. We'll look at the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed.
Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we're back here at Kearney High looking at the numbers from the second set. First of all, for the Bearcats, Sarah Applegate, 4 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Jenny Kramer, 2 kills. Kaylee Fertig, an ace block and 3 kills. Katie Higgins, 3 kills. Michaela Russell had a service point, and Kelsey Hayner had 1 kill. 10 kills, 1 ace block and 1 ace serve. Identical to the first set plus the 1 ace serve for the Kearney High Bearcats. For Northwest, Courtney Patterson had 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Tess Merrill, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Kaylee Werner had a kill. Tori Preisendorf had 4 service points. 3 of them were aces. Emily Jones, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Michaela Schimmer, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Angelica Carlini had a kill. And Mackenzie Brown had a service point and 2 kills. I had Northwest for 11 kills. No ace blocks, but 7 ace serves as the Vikes take game 2, 25-15. Through 2 sets, Northwest 23 kills, 1 ace block, 9 ace serves. Kearney 20 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. We'll head to the third set on KKPR-FM right after this.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Nathan Central, Kearney.
And Kearney High's turn to serve first here in the opening game as they won the third game as they won the toss in the opening game. And across it goes. Overpass here by Northwest. And in the net called on Kearney High. So Northwest will get the first point of the third set. Go up 1-0. And Michaela Schimmer to serve it away. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits to the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Glad to have you with us. A little dispute on what happened on the last play. So Captain Applegate goes up and talks to the head official, Cindy Wells. The explanation moves, and now Northwest fires an ace. So an ace serve here, and that is their 10th of the night. And it's been getting stronger as the night has progressed. As we just said, 7 ace serves in the last set. 2-0 Northwest. And the serve floats back middle. Picked up by Steele, Applegate sets. Here comes the kill for Higgins. Higgins leads Kearney High with 9 kills. Fertig has 7. Nobody else with more than 2. For Northwest, Emily Jones and Michaela Schimmer each have 6. Patterson and Brown with 3. Russell to serve for the Bearcats. Great serve. Overpass by Watson. Opportunity here for the Bearcats. Applegate short set middle. Higgins drives it to the block for her 10th kill. How important strong service game is, and even though Kearney's not necessarily getting the aces, they from time to time, and Russell just proved it, have been able to fire a good strong one. They do it again. Watson keeps it to the back row. Brown passes it up front. Jones can only set it across. Kearney with another chance. Why not go to Higgins? They do, and Katie terminates. Katie Higgins already 3 kills here in this game. 3 in a row to give the Bearcats a 3-2 lead. Russell now trying to keep it going from the service line. Applegate's the only player that's really had any success from the service line. And a block up front for the Bearcats. Higgins blocks Patterson. Katie Higgins with her first ace block. And a timeout will be called here by Grand Island Northwest. It'll be their first timeout of the entire evening. So Northwest is up 2-0. But Kearney out to a quick 4-2 lead in game 3 here on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producers, Stacy and Nate, back at the studios. Glad you're along with us tonight for high school volleyball as Northwest has to call their first timeout of the night. Michaela Russell serves it across. Jones on the attack. Russell, good dig in the back row. Applegate to Higgins. She is just off the back line. She was off balance when she made the attack, but it's just deep, and that's why, because she was off balance. And back over to Brown now for Grand Island Northwest. 4-3, game 3, Kearney, but Northwest is up 2-0. Service cut across on the wide side to Kramer. Slide right side, Higgins. Dig is made by Watson. Here's the set to the outside. Peisendorf cannot get it over the net. The attack error gives Kearney the ball back at 5-3. Taking into the ball game is going to be Carrie Hansen, it looks like, to serve. This will be Hansen's first service attempt of the entire match. And Hansen will float it to Watson the libero. Here's the set. Shimmer on the slide. Tapped across for a field. Courtney Patterson. That'll be her fourth. And back into the front row, Tess Merrill. As Northwest has that rotation down here in their 13th match of the year. They're 10-2. Kearney in their 12th match, setting at 6-5. Patterson now back to serve it away for the Lynx. Strong serve. Takes it at the libero. Steal. Saved by Applegate. Slide. Furtick. Furtick is deep. Point for Northwest, and we are tied at 5 here in the opening moments of Game 3. Northwest went steamrolling early in Game 1. Kearney actually got out to a nice lead in Game 2 before Northwest went on a run. Here, Northwest started with the lead. Kearney answered back, and we're tied at 5. Purdy on the middle attack. Big out by Brown. Outside attack going to be rolled across there by Carlini, and she'll get the kill. Angelica with her third kill. She's got one in each game, and Northwest regains the lead here at 6-5. And Courtney Patterson, who leads the team in serving with 8 points, will fire it across and get the eight. Number 11 of the match for Grand Island Northwest. Third of the night here for Patterson. She's had one in each game. 7-5 Northwest. Kearney has to keep Northwest from putting on these long runs. That's what's hurt them all night long, because they don't get serve-receive, and that allows Northwest to get quick points. Here's an overpass with that on the quick return. Northwest mishit it. And a break for Kearney High on an attack error by the Lady Vikes. Here comes Werner back in for Northwest. And Potoff in to serve for Kearney High. Northwest won the first two games 25-21, 25-15. And they're up 7-6 here and trying for more. Tipped across there by Carlini. Saved by the Bearcats. And Furtick with the attack and the kill. Northwest was in the net anyway. But give the kill to Furtick. That'll be her eighth. And it's 7-7 with number 7. Nicole Potoff serving it away. Can get the Bearcats the lead back here in Game 3 on their home court. Deep middle it goes to Brown. Here's the set by Jones. Slide right side. The attack is going to be deep that time by Werner. And Kearney High with 3 in a row regains the lead at 8-7. Potoff now to serve. This one a little deeper. Brown backs up to make the play. Jones sets outside. Here's Carlini. Drives it into the double block. Berg does a good job to dig it out of her own net. It's passed across there by Steele. And out of bounds. 8-8. So after the hard work was done, Kearney couldn't pass it back in play. And Emily Jones now will serve it away. A couple of aces so far in the match tonight. And the left-hander fires it down the middle. Picked up there by Hansen. Set middle. Purdig just demolishes that volleyball. Purdig with her ninth kill. Side out. Kearney High leading it 9-8. And back to serve it away is Jenny Kramer. Kramer serves deep middle. Too deep. Out of bounds. Northwest gets it back tied at 9. Don't forget at the end of all the matches and sporting events here on Classic Hits, the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So keep it here, when our match is over for the Mississippi Sports postgame show, as Carlini will serve, takes it right down the far line, has to be set into the back row, and Carney can only pass it across. Northwest tries to go quick to Brown, blocked out of bounds, point Northwest. McKenzie Brown will get her for still. 10-9, Grand Island Northwest. Coach Jason Owens with a couple of words of advice for his outside middle hitter, Kaylee Furtick. She can do whatever she wants. She's listed as a middle blocker. As they set it to the outside, Russell goes up and the ball goes down. She's simply elevated over the double block. And Michaela Russell, with her first kill of the match, ties it at 10. Some good ups there from Russell. You got to think maybe they utilize her a little bit more. As the serve comes across, picked up there by Watson, set to the outside. The attack is wide and out of bounds. Carney was able to get out of the way and avoid the touch. And Caitlin Steele with the service point. You look at the kills that Michaela Russell has on the season, just 23 and 11 matches. As the left-handed serve comes across, face the back row, Brown takes a swing, sends it deep, it's out of bounds. Carney's up 12 to 10, equaling the largest lead they've had at any point tonight. And still serving it away, Caitlin Steele. Remember, Northwest already has used a timeout here in the opening game. And the serve across it goes deep into the corner to Carlini. Rolled across there by Northwest, and it'll work with Michaela Schimmer. That is her first kill of this game, seventh of the match. And Northwest will send Warner back to serve it away. I think they're going to take, no, they're not going to take her out. They are going to take out Carlini and bring Peisendorf back into the ball game. Northwest trying to tie it up here in the middle of game number three. And the serve. Deep middle, but in. Played there by Kramer. Set to the outside for Higgins, and she's out. She's just deep. That ties it up. Higgins, the leading attacker in the match, with 11 kills, missed that one. And another serve coming across here for Kaylee Werner, who just picked up her first service point of the match. Has to be tipped by Higgins. Picked up there by Jones to the outside. Brown with the tip. Quick return by Furtick. Northwest runs it down and swats it across for a Viking point by Kayla Schimmer. Seventh kill for Schimmer, and it's 13-12. Northwest scores three in a row to wipe out the three in a row that Carney had scored. And Warner to serve it away again. Northwest trying to make this a clean sweep here tonight. But Carney High battling tough here in the third set. Strong service, too deep and out of bounds. And we're tied at 13 as Libero Watson checks back in for Northwest. And Kelsey Hainer checks back in for Carney High. Sarah Applegate will serve it away here for the Bearcats. And Applegate puts it right down the middle to Peisendorf. Set to the outside, Brown can just roll it over, but the middle's wide open. Russell got a hand on it. Can the Bearcats get a miracle save? Yes, they do. As Hainer went into the stands, Northwest sets right side, tipped over, and they put it away. Schimmer. So you see that so often after a great save. It's hard to get back into your defensive rotation. And Northwest drops it down to take the lead back 14-13. Schimmer with a strong serve. There's nobody on that corner, and it's an ace serve. Unofficially the 12th ace of the match here. And it looks like we've got an official's timeout here to get some debris off the floor. Schimmer, couple of aces already tonight. Northwest up 15-13. They've scored five of the last 6 points. And the serve to Russell. Here's the pass to Applegate. Hainer's got to go 10-foot line. Blocked up front. Going to go with a double block there with Jones and Patterson. And that makes it 16-13. Schimmer to serve. Carney needs it here. You'll probably see a timeout. Serve right on the back line. Picked up by Steele. Set outside. Hainer on the attack. She'll put it away. Third kill of the match for Kelsey Hainer. And Carney desperately needed the ball back. They get it. Trailing 16-14 to the third set. And they're down 2-0. Again, Thursday, more volleyball from the Overton Triangular. Friday, Pleasanton at SEM at Pleasanton Football here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Cambridge on ESPN 1460. And here's an ace serve for Michaela Russell, a rare ace for Kearney High. That is only their second ace serve of the entire night. And it pulls the Bearcats within one at 16-15. Central will move along that service line to the left-hand corner, take it far corner, picked up there by Brown, slide right side, Patterson on the attack, Patterson with the kill, her fifth of the match, and Russell goes crashing into the stands, but she'll be okay. Brown giving her applause on the hustle, and Carlini will return to the ball game here for Northwest. Brown now to serve it away here for Northwest. Up of the third set, 17-15, across it goes Kramer. Applegate sets right side attack. There's Higgins with her 12th kill. Fourth of this game. And back into the ball game to serve is going to be Terry Hansen. And that will give Higgins a little bit of a breather here. Needs a 6-foot junior, all kinds of attention for her, and still another year to get better at the high school ranks. Jones slaps it across. Carney gets a chance with Burdick. Good dig in the back row by Shimmer. Northwest goes outside. Carlini block stays in play. Brown with the dig. Back set. Jones outside tip. Dug out of a nice play in the back row by Potta. Painter standing. Just goes set across. Northwest rally right side slide. It's blocked up front there by Kramer. Tipped over by Northwest and they'll get the point. Emily Jones with her eighth kill. That was one of the longest rallies of the night. And Northwest ends up winning the point. And Warner comes back in, back to serve it, Courtney Patterson for GI Northwest. 18-16, third set. Northwest going for the sweep. Pine drive serve, picked up in the middle by the Bearcats. Steel, right side attack, Painter hit the net. It did crawl over, but a free ball, Jones hammers it home. And a timeout will be called by Kearney High, their first of the game. Northwest up 2-0 and 19-16 in the third over Kearney High, and we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The serves across the slide to Ferdig. It's picked up by Northwest, but after it's dug, nobody's able to keep it in play right in the middle of the floor, and Ferdig will get her 10th kill. 19-17 Northwest. Hot off to serve again. We're moving through the rotation pretty quickly. Hot off serve into the middle of Brown. Jones sets outside. Charlady tips over the double block. Hot off's there with a dig in the back row. Passed over by Steele. Free ball here for Northwest. Short set outside Jones. Big swing, but a save, and then a hit in the ceiling. Give Jones the kill. Nice dig by Steele, but it caught the beam. It didn't hit the ceiling. It hit the beam, and it kicked it backwards, and Kearney was already running towards the wall. So there was nobody left, and Jones had to serve it away. Line drive serve by Jones. Barely picked up by Potoff, but they do get it across. Go to the middle. Standing spike. Oh, jumped into their own net. Northwest. One of the very, very few times tonight, just a couple of times that they've actually hit it into their own net. Back to the ball game, Russell for Kearney. Jenny Kramer to go back and serve it away. 20-18 Northwest. Kearney trying to hang in there and force a fourth set. Kramer, oh, one player went for it, but they didn't get it. It went right into the arms of Brown, who just flat out caught the volleyball. So that makes it an ace serve, the third of the night for Kearney High. Jenny Kramer, her first serve of the entire match that results in an ace or a point. Now another overpass at the net. Russell tips it over. Great save that time by Werner. The attack goes in deep by Northwest, and we're tied. So Grant out of Northwest with a couple of mistakes to tie it at 20. Crowd trying to get in it here for the Bearcats. Russell serves it across. Takes it at Carlini. Outside Shimmer. Good look. She'll put it down. Michaela Shimmer got a good run at that one and gets her ninth kill. 21-20 Northwest. It'll be Carlini to go back in. Serve it away here. Kearney's been battling from behind most of the night. They've caught up and they fall behind again. Strong serve across to Potoff. Set middle. Fertig off the tip. Gets the kill. 11th kill for Kaylee Fertig. We're tied at 21. And Katie Higgins, the big hitter, rotates back into the front row here for the Cats. And Caitlin Steele will go back and serve it away. Eisendorf back into the back row here for Northwest. 21-21. Steele with the serve. Trying to give Kearney the lead. Takes a bite at Preisendorf. Gets the pass to Jones. Sets to the outside. Shimmer just tipped it across. Kearney High can't play it. Shimmer with a well-placed tip. She now with her 10th kill. 22-21 Northwest. Bailey Warner to serve here for the Mike. Try and give him some breathing room in the third set. Throws it deep middle. Picked up by Applegate on the set. Higgins with the right side. Tracks it down and tips it over. Katie Higgins was running all around the court trying to find out where that set was going to go. And once Applegate got it in the air, she had a great placement shot. 22 all and Applegate to serve for Kearney. Applegate takes some time. Now fires it down the middle to Preisendorf. Pass Shimmer. Slide over pass at the net. In the net, though, on Kearney. I think Northwest would have been in the net, but Kearney was in the net first going up for the block. Because the set was off the mark in Northwest 23-22. Kearney will use their final timeout. We'll take it with them and be right back.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kearney High, 23-22, Northwest to serve, leading at 23-22. 2 points away from the match, but they serve it out of bounds, 23-23. And Northwest won the first two sets, 25-21, 25-15. And Michaela Russell now to serve it for Kearney. Try and get him to game point. Hit the net and fell over. Eighth serve for Russell. Kearney High gets a break on Michaela Russell's eighth serve, and Northwest will use their final timeout. So all the timeouts have been used up. 24-23, Kearney High serving for a set for the first time tonight. They have not taken many sets from Grand Island Northwest over the last handful of years. But this will be a step in the right direction for Coach Owens' program, who actually has a three-game winning streak after winning all three of the games in the consolation bracket with the Miller North invite. On Saturday, they dropped all three Friday, won all three Saturday, and now Michaela Russell goes back to serve it to try and send us to a fourth game here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. And Russell now to serve it away. Soft serve, it definitely gets over. Preisendorf, Shimmer sets outside. Jones, big swing, picked up by Russell. Applegate set, right side attack, Hainer, blocked by Brown, ace block. Ace blocked by Mackenzie Brown. Kearney tried to switch it up. They didn't get it to Higgins, but Northwest was paying attention. And we're tied at 24. Brown to serve it away. Extra time, extra points here in the third set. And Brown serve. Picked up by Steele. Applegate, short set, slide right side. Higgins blocked, but out of bounds. Higgins with the kill. Good double block set up there led by Emily Jones, but Higgins just had so much power on it that it ricocheted back out of bounds. Game point number two for the Bearcats, and Kerry Hansen to serve. Hansen serve. Picked up in the back row. Here's the slide, right side. Going to be driven across, but out of bounds. There's going to be a tip called. There's going to be a tip called off the back row. Courtney Patterson gets a break. Kearney couldn't get out of the way in time. And we are tied at 25 off that kill. And Patterson will serve. Across it comes to Hansen. Slide. Fertig drives it over. Dig by Shermer. Play at the net. Northwest can't get it over. Two players trying to keep the ball in play when the center wasn't around. Ran into each other. And it's game point number three for Kearney. Nicole Hanoff now to serve at 26-25. Hanoff serves. Stays in the back row. Northwest gets it up to Carlini. Just tips it over and finds the hole. Carney should have been on that one because you knew Northwest wasn't going to be able to take a swing. That's just the fourth kill. And Northwest has fought off three game points. Can they get one of their own here? Emily Jones to serve. The lefty fires a strong serve over to Potoff. Applegate runs it down, gets it to the middle of Furtick. Furtick puts it home. Nation number 12 for Kaylee Furtick. Game point number 4 for Kearney High. Jenny Kramer will try and finish it here for the Bearcats. And Kramer's serve. Back middle Watson. It stays right there. Northwest with the 10-foot line. Half swing. It's blocked by Kearney. Northwest gets it back. Set across. Kearney's got a chance. Set middle Furtick. It is going to be returned, but out of bounds. And Kearney wins game 4-3 on the kill by Kaylee Furtick. And Kearney takes game number 3, 28-26 over Northwest. And we'll head to a fourth game in a minute. But first, a look at our stats after this timeout.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Eighth and Central Kearney.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set here. Starting with Grand Island Northwest, I had Courtney Patterson with 3 service points. One was an ace block, and 3 kills. Slide down to Kaylee Werner, a couple of service points. Emily Jones had 4 kills. Michaela Schimmer had 3 service points. One was an ace. She had 4 kills. Angelica Carlini, 2 kills. Mackenzie Brown, an ace block and a kill. 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, 3 ace serves for Northwest. For Kearney, Jenny Kramer, 2 service points. One was an ace. Kaylee Furtick had a total of 6 kills in that game. Caitlin Steele, 2 service points. Nicole Potter, 2 service points. Katie Higgins, an ace block, and she had 6 kills. Michaela Russell, 5 service points. 2 of them aces and a kill. Kelsey Hayner had 1 kill. 14 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves for Kearney. They take game 3, 28-26, and Northwest up 2-1. We head to the fourth set after this timeout.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Granada Northwest will serve it away to start game 4 here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. And Kearney will go to the right side. Russell on the attack. Has it blocked. Looks like Brown might have got the hand on that. We'll give her credit for it. Northwest will get the point 1-0. And Schimmer with the serve. 3 aces so far for her in the match. She also has 10 kills. Just like Jones to lead the way. Here's Russell to tap it back over, sets it into the back row. Schimmer sets Jones. Jones will fire it across, and a nice dig made there by Potoff. to the outside, Russell. She'll take it off the tape and get the kill. Michaela Russell with her second kill, and Kearney ties it at one. Grand Island Northwest, in their 10 wins, has swept 8 of them, so this is only the third time, if they win, that they would have lost a set. Kearney High trying to keep the momentum going as Jones drives it across. Applegate with the dig, passed across there by Steele. Watson gets it to Shimmer, to Jones on the outside, picked up by Steele again. Russell standing spike to the 10-foot line, takes it across to Carlini. Northwest goes to Brown on the outside, rolls it over the double block, and Russell picks it up in the middle of the floor. Here's Higgins on the swing, down and good. Number 15 for Katie Higgins. Kearney up 2-1. Higgins with 15 kills. Kaylee Fertig has 13 kills. 3 for Hainer. For Northwest, Jones and Shimmer with 10 kills, 6 for Patterson, 4 for Carlini and Brown so far in this match. Northwest won the first two sets, 25-21 and 25-15. Kearney rallies to win game 3, 28-26. And it looks like we've got a delay here because the officials are discussing something, and usually that means somebody's out of order, out of rotation, or we see a point put up on the board. Casey Parr, the floor official, talking with the up official Cindy Wells about what happened. And it's a long discussion, so that usually means a major mess up. So they're discussing something over there, and while they do that, we remind you that more high school volleyball comes your way on Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Overton will welcome in Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth for a triangular that starts at 5. Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth, the first match. Then 6 and 7 move on. And Tri-City Storm Hockey has exhibition games at home Thursday and Friday. And you can hear the opening game Thursday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pregame at 6:45 as they take on Lincoln. And now Casey Parr talking to Jason Owens. So that probably means Kearney was in violation here somewhere as they continue to discuss what's going on the floor, or else they just wrote down the wrong rotation on the card. Now Coach Diane Rose coming over to see what happened or get an explanation of what the extended delay is for. And it looks like now Sarah Applegate wants to get an explanation. Everything has been sorted out. And it's cooling down enough that the flies have come inside. And it looks like whatever it was will not affect the score. So Sarah Applegate will serve it away again. 2-1 Kearney, game 4. Across it comes Prisendorf, set to the outside, very close to the net. Jones can just tip it across, and Kearney can't quite pick it out. So Jones, with the nice athletic move, will get her 11th kill, and we are tied at 2. Back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Brown here for Northwest. 2-2, game 4, the best of 5. And the serve, deep middle, picked up there by Steele. Slide right side, Higgins blocked up front by Patterson. Oh, what a contact up front. Patterson and Carlini were up there, and it's 3-2, Grand Island Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Brown. Brown on the serve as Northwest takes the lead back early in game 4. Takes it across to Steele. High set. They'll go to the right side. Russell. Northwest is ready. The block is made. Another block. Patterson. Back-to-back blocks by Patterson. And Northwest is up 4-2. Brown to serve. Haven't been a lot of ace blocks in the match. 3 coming into this set for Northwest. 3 for Kearney. And back-to-backs for Patterson. Now here's Higgins. Set a little high this time. Her jump can only tip it over. Duck back over by Jones. Ready to pick it up and set it over is going to be Russell. Northwest struggles to get it back across, and from the back row, Brown takes a half swing. Kearney High has it on their side of the net, but they don't pass it very well, and then they just watch the ball hit the floor. That's what drives the coach crazy. And it's 5-2 Northwest, so kind of a gift there for the Vikings. And Brown, who only had one service point coming into the set, has now picked up 3 straight. She'll take this one across and an overpass. Applegate keeps it out of the net. Higgins takes it over to a good dig by Watson. It'll be rolled back by Northwestern Carlini. Kearney scrapping to get it back over. Pass it over with Applegate. Northwest, free ball. Outside Jones. She'll put it across and dug out by Bonoff. Bonoff keeps it alive and set back over. It's a long rally. I don't know if it's a good rally. And it's finally put away by Patterson. Patterson stepping up for game here in game four. And a timeout called by Kearney High. Northwest has scored five in a row here in the fourth set. They lead it 6-2 over the Bearcats. And they're up 2-1 here on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Grand Island Senior High also in action tonight in Lincoln against East in a battle of top 10 teams. The Islanders beat Lincoln East 20-25, 27-25, 25-23, and 25-19. Here, Kearney High has had to use an early timeout in game four with Northwest up 6-2, scoring five in a row. Brown serves it across. Kearney slides it and blocks again as Higgins. Patterson is on fire at the net with her third ace block here of this game. 7-2, and Northwest has found a way to slow down Katie Higgins, which is tough to do. Far and away the leading attacker on this Bearcat team. Served deep middle. Steele had to make the play. Painter with a standing spike. It's a deep and out of bounds, and here's those runs that Northwest finds a way to go on, and Kearney High is going to sub in Leah Limbaugh. So Limbaugh slides in defensively. Northwest ready to throw a volleyball in. The other one left the court of play. And Mackenzie Brown to serve it away. She's got six in a row. 18 Northwest, fourth game, and they're up 2-1. And the serve across by Brown to Applegate to the outside. Higgins drives it across. The dig is made by Carlini. Set Jones on the left side. She'll fire it to the opposite angle. Picked up Applegate. Carney does return it over. Northwest will try again. Shimmer to Jones one more time. Tip. Higgins is ready, and she'll find the floor. Higgins with a good defensive reaction, her 6-3 kill. They went up to get the one volleyball off the stage, and they found four of them. So we should be set to go for a while as Kearney High will send Russell back to serve it away. She's the one that got Kearney on the offensive run they needed in game three to keep it alive and get back in it. Serve over to Watson, tipped across by Patterson, and she'll get the kill. It seems like it's the Courtney Patterson show here in game four. She's got two kills, three ace blocks. She's done it all, and now she's going to go back and serve it away here for the Vikings. Strong serve at Russell. Overpass, free ball above the net. Northwest puts it away with Tess Merrill. Merrill with the easy kill off the strong serve from Courtney Patterson. She's got 11 service points so far in the match tonight. And that leads Grand Island Northwest, who has picked up 12 ace serves so far tonight. Serve across, Applegate slide right side, close to the net, but Higgins adjusts and finds the line. Just got it on the tape. She'll tip it over, and that's 17 kills for Katie Higgins. But Kearney High has got a little bit of a hole to dig out of, down 10-4 here in the fourth set. And Carrie Hansen, seeing more playing time as this match progresses, is back in to serve. And a little running start, fires it across to Brown. Jones sets outside for Carlini. Big swing is tipped into the back row, played there by Russell. They'll get it to the outside for Kramer, and it is tipped, and a good dig there by Schimmer, and passed back across by Northwest. Thought Kramer was going to get it. Here's Kearney back to the offense, punched across there by Limbaugh. Here is going to be the outside hit, Northwest. They drive it through the block, Carlini. Jellica Carlini, her fifth, 11-4, Northwest. Don't forget at the end of all of our sporting events, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, with all the final stats and coaches' interviews. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island Hastings, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. For more information on any of the high school sports in the area, go to FlatRiverPreps.com. Your home for high school sports. As Kearney has an attack error, making it 12-4. Emily Jones with that left-handed serve. Bearcats have already used a timeout, so they only have one remaining. need the ball back if they won't. Here's another ace. That is the first ace of this game, but the 13th of the match for Northwest, and Emily Jones with her third ace serve of the evening. Northwest 10-2, ranked 10th, second in the Lincoln Journal Star, fifth in the Omaha World Herald. Kearney listed as a contender in Class A at 6-5. Serve down the middle to Steele from the outside. Kramer tips it over into the middle. Brown picks it up. Standing spike Carlini takes it over to the Bearcats. Applegate set middle. Here's a big swing down and good. And hitting the kill is going to be Kaylee Fertig, her 14th. Now the Bearcats will serve it away with number 7, Nicole Potoff. Still got Higgins down on the bench here. So Fertig, your big hitter up front. Kearney needs to get some points here. Northwest with a comfortable 8-point lead. Goes to the outside. Shimmer over the double block. Saved there by Kramer. Back over to Northwest. Will go Shimmer on the right side. Saved by Applegate. It's in the back row. Steele passes it up to Kramer, who sets it over. Free ball here for Northwest. Set to the outside. Here's Carlini. The set was a little wide, but Carlini got lucky to hit the tape and bounced over. There's a little luck to go along with the great skill there by Carlini. Adjusted the body to stay out of the net and still find the angle to get it across in play. And now Carlini to serve, but into the net, so she'll return it right over to Northwest, right over to Kearney to make it 14-6. Weisendorf back in for the Vikings, and Russell into the front row for Kearney. And to serve it away will be Jenny Kramer. 14-6 Northwest, serve across to Brown. She's been handling a lot of them tonight. Set close to the net. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Point Northwest. Give the tip kill to Michaela Shermer. Her first of the game, 11th of the match. 15-6 Northwest, and Tess Merrill is serving away. Merrill with the jump serve. Takes it across the pot off. Slide right side. Fertig blocked, and it's in. Ace block up front for Northwest. Give it to Brown. Mackenzie Brown was up there with Patterson again. One of the Kearney players a little slow to come up, but she's going to be okay. And it's 16-6. Tess Merrill to serve. 10-point lead here for Northwest. And a beautiful serve that Kearney picks up. Russell attacks, but hits it deep. Great dig in the back row that time by Kramer. And Kearney's going to have to use their final timeout. So after forcing a fourth game, Kearney's kind of run out of steam here, and Northwest leads at 17-6 in game four. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda along with our producers, Nate and Stacy, back at the studio, bringing you through some Tuesday night volleyball. Late night, got underway late, started about 10 after 8 with our varsity match. We're in the fourth set, and serving it away is Tess Merrill for Northwest. 17-6 in the fourth set, but into the net it goes, 17-7. Kearney is down 2-1. They did win the third set 28-26 after Northwest won the first two sets 25-21 and 25-15. Back to serve it away for Bearcats, Caitlin Steele. And they're going to need a heck of a run to get back into this one. Over to Preisendorf, slide right side. Block up front, Higgins. Joust at the net. It's going to be a Kearney high point. Russell and Higgins up there. I think we'll give Higgins credit for that, which would be her 18th kill. And Steele to serve it away. 17-8. Kearney with just their second point on serve. It hits the tape and will not bounce over this time. Back over to Northwest. Back to serve it away will be Shimmer. Just got it over the net. Kearney gets it to Higgins on the outside. She's blocked up front. Stays alive. Applegate dumps it over. Good dig in the back row by Shimmer. And the outside attack by Brown is down and good. Kenzie Brown with her fifth kill. 19-8. Shimmer will serve it away. Line drive to the outside, picked up there by Steele. And here's going to be Russell off the attack. She'll get the kill. So give another point to Kearney High. Michaela Russell with just her third kill of the evening. 19-9. And it'll be Sarah Applegate to serve here for the Kearney High Bearcats. She'll float it into the middle. Surprise and Dorf. Shimmer sets outside Jones. Straight down with the kill. That was right on the tape. And Jones will put another one away. And the big two hitters, Jones and Shimmer, start to come alive again here for Northwest late in our match. Northwest 5 points away from a 3-1 win over Kearney High. And the serve. Brown takes it across, picked up there by Steele. Right side attack. Russell misplayed to the back row. Could Northwest get it over? No, they cannot. Dumped into the net. Bearcats get it back. In for Grand Island Northwest will be Riley Terry for the second time tonight. Deshaun saw a little limited playing time back in the second game. It'll be Russell's turn to serve it away. She leads the team with 7 service points tonight, along with Applegate. They each have 7. Russell's got a couple of aces that came in the last game. Across it comes to Terry. Northwest, it goes off the ceiling fan, but it's still taken across by Patterson. Kearney goes in the middle. Higgins on the quick, hammers it home. Number 19 for Katie Higgins off the quick set. And it's 20-11. Serving it away again will be Michaela Russell. Trying to make a late run here in this fourth set. Needing it to play more volleyball. The serve clips the net. Watson handles it. Slide right side. The attack, though, finds the corner for Courtney Patterson, her ninth. And that makes it 21-11 Northwest. Northwest went on a run down 2-1 to take them up 8-2. They were eventually up 13-4 and 17-6. And they've just kind of been keeping that lead back and forth here. They can play point for point now with Kearney. As it's tipped across by Higgins. Dig is made by Terry and returned by Jones for the kill. Emily Jones gets the ball back on the Northwest back line for a serve at 22-11 with Courtney Patterson. She now has 12 points from the service line to lead her team. 3 of those are aces. The Vikes have Kearney double up here in this fourth set. Applegate tries to get it up for Higgins, who can only set it across. Picked up there by Patterson. Set to the outside for Carlini. Her attack will be deep. And back over to Kearney High. Watson re-enters for Northwest. Burdick re-enters for Kearney High. And so does Carrie Hansen. And Hansen will go back and serve it away. Up next for Kearney High, they return home 1 week from tonight to take on North Platte. In another duel, has an 8 serve that is registered by Carrie Hansen, her first of the match. After tonight, Grand Island Northwest will be at Seward on Thursday and then be home next Tuesday to take on Aurora. This is where they kind of slow down every year. They don't play this weekend. Neither does Kearney High, so an off weekend for them to do what they want. Kearney on their side. Hano will pass it across to Terry. Northwest steps outside. Jones takes it over the double block. The dig is made by Applegate. Gets it to Steele. Punched across by Hainer. Terry with another dig. Set to the outside for Carlini. Rolls it across on the soft one. Pass back over by Kramer. Rally going here, and Northwest gives it to Carlini. Again, just kind of a half across. Overpass by Kearney. Punched back over by Jones. Nobody's got a good swing on it. And Hainer just sets it back across. Blocked there. Still on Carney's side. Set over again. Northwest, Jones finally takes the swing, and she'll put it away. And that wasn't even much of a swing, but it's a good placement shot, and it is 23-13 Northwest. Jones back to serve it away, trying to finish things up here for the Vikings. And the serve. Line shot down the middle of the field. Applegate sets outside for Kramer. Big swing and a kill for Jenny Kramer. Just her third of the match, her first since the second set. And back to serve it away will be Potoff, 23-14 Northwest. Kearney won the third set 28-26 after trailing 20-17. They found a way to get back in it and force this fourth set. But it's been Northwest pretty much the whole way. And a tip kill will get us to match point from Michaela Shimmer. 12 kills for her. It is match point Northwest. Brown comes back into the ball game, and it'll be Angelica Carlini to serve it away here for Northwest, looking for their 11th win of the season. And Carlini's here on match point. Soft 1-8 serve will end it, and why not? The 14th of the match for Grand Island Northwest as Carlini gets her first point on serve of the entire night. And Northwest wins it in four sets tonight over Kearney High. 25-21, 25-15, 26-28, 25-14. Northwest improves to 11-2 on the season. Kearney will drop to 6-6. And we'll be back with the Nisco Sports Postgame Show. All the numbers, interviews, and more right after this on Classic Hits.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, we're up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. We're Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Nisco Sports postgame show. Nisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Open late on Thursday as you get ready for Bearcat and Star football or Loper football, Husker sports, whatever the sport is. You want to go in style and support your team. Pick up your gear at Nisco Sports. Grand Island Northwest wins the fourth set 25-14 to win the match 3-1. Let's go ahead and run down the numbers for you in that fourth game. For Kearney High, Sarah Applegate had one service point. Jenny Kramer had a kill. Kaylee Furtick just one kill in that game. Caitlin Steele a service point. Carrie Hansen had an ace serve in the game. Katie Higgins had five kills in that contest in that game alone. Michaela Russell had a service point, two kills. And Kearney had nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Northwest, Courtney Patterson had a huge fourth game. She had two service points, three ace blocks, and three kills. Tess Merrill had a couple of service points and a kill. Slide down to Emily Jones, two service points. One was an ace. She had four kills. Michaela Shermer had two service points and a couple of kills. Two kills in there for Angelica Carlini and an ace serve. Mackenzie Brown had six service points, two ace blocks, and a kill. I had Northwest for 13 kills, five ace blocks, and two ace serves as they win game number four, 25-14. We'll come back with the cumulative numbers and have a chance to chat with coaches. Stay with us here on the Nisco Sports postgame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Here's a look at the overall final stats of our match tonight, and we will start with Kearney High. Here's what I had. Sarah Applegate with seven service points. The center had one of those as an ace serve. She also had one kill. Jenny Kramer, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Kaylee Furtick, two ace blocks, 14 kills. Caitlin Steele, three service points. Carrie Hansen had an ace serve. Nicole Potoff, four service points. Katie Higgins, an ace block and a match-high 19 kills. Michaela Russell had a team-high 8 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 kills, and Kelsey Hainer had 3 kills. I had Kearney for 43 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. The Bearcats fall to 6-6 on the season. And up next, they will be a week off before returning home to take on North Platte next week back here at home. North Platte off to kind of a rough start, 3-5. The Bearcats beat them earlier this season in Lincoln at the Silver Star Tournament in straight sets. So a rematch with North Platte 1 week from tonight. We'll take a look at Northwest stats here in just a moment. But head coach Diane Rose joins us here in the Misco Sports postgame show. Diane, competitive match tonight. Kearney High makes it competitive there in the third set. When you went on runs, it went well. And I think what Coach Jason Owens told me before the game was when they pass the ball, they're competitive. When they don't pass the ball, they're not competitive. I had you guys for 14 ace serves tonight. Your thoughts on your service game and how that affected the whole night when you were playing well and when you weren't playing well?
You know, you've got to find a balance. And we've talked about that that's something we wanted to do this year. We wanted to be more aggressive serving. We knew that our passing was going to need some work, so we thought if we would do a better job of serving, maybe we wouldn't have to maybe pass so many balls. I think they're doing that. The beginning part of the game, our plan was to just serve deep and aggressive and kind of throw them out so that maybe their setter, who's very experienced and very good, wouldn't be able to run whatever she wanted with the middles. And I thought the plan was working for a lot of the night. We did run some strings. Patterson ran some strings that we haven't had in the last few games, so I was very proud of her serve. And, you know, I'm still messing around with our lineup, and I'm proud of the kids because, you know, I did some different things in the third game, and I thought that maybe, you know, we could get some different looks and try some different kids, and that's a tribute to our kids. I haven't settled on that, so I know that they're a little bit, you know, a little bit scared or nervous about the chemistry and that feel that you get and that flow. We don't have that quite yet, and part of that is my fault because we're trying some different things. But I think we made progress. We still have some work to do, most definitely. But it was a competitive match. They've got two really nice middles.
Yeah, that seemed to be, again, that you have a lot more balance, it looks like, up at the net than Kearney High does. But when the ball does get to either Higgins or Furtig, they put it away, and you guys short up your block, especially in that last game, a little bit towards the end of game three. What was the change that you made? Because Higgins started to have to keep going after it a little bit.
There was no change. I would like to take some credit for that, but I just kind of got on a little bit after the third game. I just said, you know, all we need to get on is some blocking. Can we get some blocking? And, you know, Courtney's a good blocker, and she was frustrated all night. She just didn't get her and Tess, neither one of them really blocked like I wanted them to. So I think she felt pretty good about the fourth game where they were at. And that's our plan was to go outside, right side, and try to make those kids work blocking and maybe not let them get the swings, and they still got them. So we still got some things to work on. I know that that's something that middle hitter, we got to have some more blocks. We got to have more. With the team I have, I feel like we should be blocking more. So that will be something we definitely work on.
Well, you mentioned about tinkering with the lineup. You've already beaten Pius. You've had a couple of losses. This is about the place. Every year you're sitting around that 11-2 mark. It's just different teams that you maybe play or beat or lose to. So if you're tinkering with your lineup, are you pretty pleased at least with where the kids are right now?
Yeah, I am very lucky as a coach. It's what a tough problem. I have all these kids that I can play, and I don't know who to play and where. I have a lot of really, really good kids. I have some great kids to work with, and they're being unselfish. They're willing to, you know, sub out and give everybody chances and try some different things. And you know, we have played some tough teams already. You know, I mean, I look at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and all of that in Class B, and I think we have pretty much done most of that. So we're playing a tough schedule, and we're doing all right. We have some things that I'd like to see a little different, but it's hard when you're playing, you know, teams like that to sub and try different things because you're just hanging on for your life. So I think, you know, I felt like we should have beat Bennington. I felt like we should have beat Elkhorn South. But on the other hand, that's how other things happen. We have some weaknesses, and we just we had to come through and figure those out. And now we'll try to do something about it.
We get a pretty big match on Thursday with the perennial power in Seward. Talk about that.
Well, Seward is one of those teams. They're in our conference. We're the only team that beat them last year, and that was in the conference finals. I think that they play a lot of C1 and C2 teams. And some of the teams that they played so far, I realize that they're undefeated, but I look at the records and some of that. We haven't ever played them in a regular season match, so we're looking very forward to going to see and play them. And our kids, said right after the game, look, now it's Stewart's turn. And so they'll be ready and they'll be focused for them.
I was going to say a little wrinkle to the lineup here, because usually right after this Kearney match is when you get some time to get in the gym and practice. There aren't a whole lot of matches over the next 2 weeks, but you're still not packed with a weekend tournament this weekend, but you're going to get a chance here in the next week to maybe shore some things up like you want.
You're exactly right. And when you're playing, you know, 7 games in the first 3 days of your season, and then you turn right around and you play, you know, 4 and then 6 more in the Saturday, and then we turn around and play Tuesday, Thursday. We haven't had a lot of practice time to work on some things, so I'm anxious. That's my favorite part. I like practice. That's when I do my coaching, and game time, I let them play. I don't call serves. I let them. They've got to create. They've got to problem solve, and so we'll get back and we'll figure out some things to do better.
All right, Diane, best of luck this week. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Diane Rose, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Northwest, will come back, look at their final stats, and try and catch up with Coach Jason Owens of Kearney right after this.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll take a look at Northwest's overall final stats, but we'll talk with Kearney coach Jason Owens. I had Courtney Patterson leading the team tonight with 12 service points. 3 of those were aces. She also led the team in ace blocks with 4, and she had 9 kills in the match tonight. Tess Merrill had 6 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Kaylee Werner, 2 service points and 1 kill. Tori Preisendorf, 5 service points. 3 of those were aces. Emily Jones had 7 service points, 3 of them aces, and she led the team unofficially with 14 kills. Michaela Schirmer had 8 service points, 3 of them aces. She had an ace block and 12 kills. Angelica Carlini had an ace serve and 6 kills. Mackenzie Brown, 7 service points, 3 ace blocks, and 5 kills. Northwest was pretty balanced all night long in the attack department. They were strong all night, and the service aces got stronger as the night moved along, especially in the fourth set. With the ace blocks, I had them for 50 kills, 8 ace blocks, 5 of those in the last set, and 14 ace serves. Northwest improves to 11-2 on the season with a 25-21, 25-15, 26-28, 25-14 win. And up next, they travel to unbeaten Seward on Thursday, and then will return home to take on Aurora, who gave them a battle last weekend at the Central Catholic Tournament. They'll play them at home next Tuesday. Coach Jason Owens of the Kearney Lady Cats joins us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Coach, you told me in the pregame, when we serve well or when we pass well and get it to Sarah Applegate, we got the hitters that can get things done. But Northwest just went on too many runs tonight. When you put up 14 ace serves, 3-4-point runs, you guys were trying to play catch-up most of the night.
Yeah, we didn't do as well as I was hoping we'd do mentally. Usually we get a little mental toughness and move our feet on our serve receive, and we don't get ace so much, and we get into our offense, but sometimes we get a little unconfident, and we let those errors turn into runs.
I kind of thought Northwest got a little more confident. It's one of those things when your serves are in, you just keep serving tougher and tougher. And
yeah,
they really, you may not have picked them all up, but they really placed them well right on the back line. A couple times the girls think that's out, and it hits the back line in the corner. But then again, when they did pick it up, good nights tonight for Kaylee and Katie, and my first chance to see them this season. Has it been kind of that way all year?
Yeah, they're our big hitters, as we call them. But the reason they are our big hitters is because they put the ball down when we give it to them. They use the block a lot. They're smart hitters, and we're blessed to have them.
You found a way. Your team found a way. Even down 3 points, 20-17 late in that third set, gut checked it and picked up a set here tonight.
We certainly have the ability and the potential to play that way. Unfortunately, we haven't done it as much as we would have liked to this year. each game we're getting a little better at it, but I worry that we run out of opportunities that we're going to have to get these wins.
You've got a stretch here with some teams, and we mentioned it, you're 6-6. If the team's above 500, you lost. If the team's below 500, you've won. Now you're going to take on some teams that are right around 500. North Platte, you get a whole week to prepare for them. You've already beaten them once this year. It looks like if this team is going to go on a run to start the second half, you've got an opportunity to do so. What do you got to do besides handle the serves to get on a little bit of a run?
We've got to cut the unforced errors out. We make too many unforced errors. We'll get a great pass, and Sarah will have a great set, and we'll get a kill out of it, and then we'll go back and we'll miss the serve. You know, we do things like that that we're not forced to make those errors, and we're not thinking enough to push through. So we need to do a better job of that, and we're going to work on that this week.
Well, Coach, it's been a late night. We got school tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
I got to get up, do some work as well, so we'll let you get out of here. And always a pleasure seeing you. Hopefully we can see you again soon.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Jason Owens joins us here as the Mysco Sports postgame show wraps up. Again, earlier tonight, Grand Island defeated Lincoln East at a four-setter over in Lincoln. And here a four-setter tonight as Grand Island Northwest defeats Kearney High. Our next volleyball action is Thursday night. We'll slide down and see some Class D volleyball in the Fort Kearney Conference as Overton welcomes in Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth. Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth, the first match at 5. Elm Creek, Wilcox-Hildreth at 6. Overton and Elm Creek to wrap things up just after 7. Overton is unbeaten early in this season. And then we've got more volleyball coming your way next Tuesday and Thursday as well. High school football Friday. SEM is at Pleasanton on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Cambridge in a C2 top 10 battle on ESPN 1460. So some good football and volleyball still coming your way. And you've been listening to the Mysco Sports Postgame Show. Mysco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you're rooting for the Bearcats or the Loafers or the Stars or the Huskers, they've got the gear for you to wear. And as it's cooling down, maybe you're going out to watch a little softball or tennis or cross country or golf. You're going to need something to keep you warm. They can take care of you as they've done for a number of years, over 30 years, downtown on the bricks in the Kearney Center. And this is Doug Duda for our producer engineers back in the studio, Stacy and Nate getting us through the night, saying thanks again to our fine sponsors, Kearney High and Northwest playing volleyball tonight. Northwest wins it in 4. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.